It is time to get to it. Reality check time. It's time for the Schiff Show. Well, it's time for the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. I'm Steve Gruber. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Joe Biden turned away from Holy Communion for his beliefs and the things he is advocating for America. This is a cold slap of reality for a guy who is in free fall in the polls as well. He better start to pray. At number two, Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow and the guy who made it famous on TV, says without an internet tax, Amazon and companies like it will gobble up America, turn it into ghost towns. And number one, in the wake of the death of not only the ISIS leader al-Baghdadi, but also the second in command, there are commentators on national networks claiming President Trump is good for ISIS. We'll get to that, but first the shift to Schiff in the impeachment process. It's going to be the Schiff Show from here on out. Adam Schiff will be in charge of the impeachment process now that it's going to go, allegedly going to go public. Now, I don't know yet, and I'm not going to make any decisions about what the House resolution means or looks like until we actually have it, but we're told now the Democrats are unveiling procedures for going forward that will put Adam Schiff in charge and blessed by Nancy Pelosi. Here's the problem. They're going to vote on this apparently as early as today, probably tomorrow, this resolution that would bring the investigation public. The interviews, the testimony will be made public, we're told. But not all Republicans will be given equal participation, nor will Democrats. Apparently, it will be just one Republican and one Democrat, Adam Schiff and Devin Nunes. And I'm trying to figure this all out. This is the way it would be. The other committees involved in this will be sidelined. Foreign Affairs and Oversight and Reform. That sidelines a bunch of outspoken Republicans like Jim Jordan and others. But here's what we're being told thus far. And again, subject to change, but it's setting out for the first time the ability of House Republicans to make their own requests for testimony and documents, but their requests are subject to approval or denial by Democrats. That's quite a process you have there. The House Rules Committee will debate and potentially amend the measure at a panel meeting later today. That committee is run by Chairman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts. And he said they will be transferring evidence to the Judiciary Committee once they go through the Intel Committee. Republicans still saying this is an unfair process, but it's not going to be 5 minutes per member of each party. It's going to be 45 minutes total and mostly being asked by staff members. So they're going to bring in lawyers and so forth. That's the game here, I anticipate. The Democrats are going to bring in lawyers that are going to try to ask word salad questions, you know, just pile up all this word salad, try to create something, get some momentum, create some heat, and try to get a flash and a fire. Because right now, Democrats are trying to impeach the president based on a single phone call, claiming quid pro quo, claiming the president offered the president of Ukraine a chance to get the money turned on for military, but only if he investigated Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and all of the corruption involving Burisma in Ukraine. Now, the memo, I've read it. You've probably seen it. There's no actual evidence of a quid pro quo there. The president talks about a favor, but it has nothing to do specifically with that. And he does mention Burisma and the Bidens in the phone call, but it's in passing. And if you go back and listen to the president in conversations, we have this time and again. Hey, can you do me a favor? I'd like to ask you a favor. Can you do me one favor? I have a favor to ask. He does this all the time. And so it was in keeping with his style of conversation. It's a really weak case, if it's a case at all. It's a weak case if it's a case at all, because seriously, there's nothing here to speak of. But under pressure from Lindsey Graham, Nancy Pelosi had to do something, because Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell said, if you guys come up to the Senate with articles of impeachment, but you never formalize the process, we're not even going to talk about it. We're not even going to look at it. It's a joke and we won't deal with it. And so Lindsey Graham boxed in Nancy Pelosi, forced her hand. Said, you better vote on something. So here's the problem. And Newt Gingrich pointed this out for one member of Congress, for example, that runs out throughout the country. Colin Peterson, is a Democrat farmer, something or other party, Democrat Farmer Labor Party, DFL party, Northern Minnesota. Donald Trump carried that district by 31 points over Hillary Clinton. And now Congressman Colin Peterson, who's been there for a number of years, is going to be put on the hook. Are you voting for impeachment or not? He's one of 13 Democrats who have yet to commit to it. But more telling will be members of Congress like Alyssa Slotkin, my member of Congress in Michigan's 8th Congressional District, a place carried by Trump by 7 points. She has to go on the record now. Do you support impeachment and this impeachment inquiry? It's not popular here where I live. The 8th Congressional District is a very diverse district, but overall not popular here. And that's true. So, if, for example, like Newt Gingrich pointed out, if Congressman Peterson in Northern Minnesota votes for impeachment, it's the end of his career. The same might also be true for Alyssa Slotkin and others, because there's district after district after district, 33 in all, I believe, around this country. Districts that were carried by Donald Trump, where in 2018, a Democrat won. Many of those, many of those are freshman Democrats, like Slotkin. And their standing is going to be challenged. Their standing is, if they vote for impeachment, it could be the end of the line. It could be all she wrote. It could, because you've got a country out here divided over impeachment. The polling we shared yesterday, 52% of Americans find the impeachment proceedings to be a political stunt. Because most people don't see a crime in the president of the United States talking to the president of Ukraine, even if they were talking about military aid, even if they were saying, wait a second, we're going to hold this up until you do an investigation of this corruption, because your country is corrupt, has been corrupt, is very well known to be corrupt, and if you don't clean up your act, we're not going to give you taxpayer dollars from American citizens to the value of millions and billions of dollars. Most Americans don't see that as crossing a line. Most Americans see that as being prudent. You know, for taking your time and understanding where the money is going. That's a good idea, not a bad idea. Most Americans believe that. And then on the other side of the coin, of course, you've got the fact that the Democrats have nobody to offer. Democrats don't believe Elizabeth Warren can win in this country because she can't. Democrats don't believe that Bernie Sanders can win in this country because he can't. And nobody believes Joe Biden's going to make it to the end of the race because he won't. That's the takeaway. Believe me on this. That's the takeaway. There, of the 25 candidates who ran for president as Democrats, none of them can go the distance across the country. Donald Trump's a bad guy. Maybe so, but I'm not voting for a socialist. Donald Trump is terrible. He did these things. That could be true. I'm not voting for a socialist. That's the takeaway. I'm not voting for a communist to be in charge of the country. And that's where many, many Americans are today. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Today, to show you something else about Pioneer's corn and soybean product development, I'm in Johnston, Iowa. I'm walking into a large, nondescript building, but what's inside is definitely worth describing. This is the insectary. That humming is from an environmental growth chamber. Behind this last set of doors are, you guessed it, insects. Lots of them. Okay, here we go. These insects, along with research data, help Pioneer breeders design corn and soybean products to better withstand insect pressure. This knowledge goes back decades and is constantly expanding for the future. The Insectary, another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.